Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Check, check, level check, check, spear mug check.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Cool, cool. We have a game we like to play where we figure out your porno name.
Ooh, yeah. He's going to be really good at this, Lester.
I don't know if I want to.
It's really easy. The ground rules are as follows. All we need is the name of the street you grew up on and the nickname you have for your junk. And you put that together, that's your porno name.
I don't know.
This is good.
You're going to like this. I'm Oak Thunder Nuggets.
And I'm Pleasant Clambake.
This is female stuff. It's private. You want to talk about your female parts? You go see the obstetrician. Whatever the f***. What do you do for fun?
Not this.
And now.
Ladies and gentlemen, this man does not need an explanation, okay?
Our feature presentation.
Still the best.
Morning, everybody. It is a brand new Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. It is Tuesday morning, the 10th of March.
Mm-hmm. Whew.
Right?
What?
Right?
What a...
Oh, my God, yeah. It's raining!
Pouring in some places, yeah. Right?
It's coming down pretty hard.
Yeah. As if we needed more things to worry about right now.
I mean, I'll take the rain any day.
I know. There's two different camps on the rain, and I like the rain, but there's a lot of people that like the rain.
Listen, I enjoy the rain. It makes it hard to drive.
Yeah, it does.
These are all things.
It's especially
just,
here, yeah.
We just, this nation right now does not need another thing that seems dangerous.
Could it be cleansing?
Oh.
So you think it'll just wash everything away?
Nobody's getting coronavirus today.
Are you a scientist?
I'm not only a scientist, I'm a doctor.
Are you?
It's a lot like a scientist.
It's a lot like a fire, is what you're saying,
but different because it's rain and it cleanses. And
I see.
A lot of people are saying right now, I don't know if I believe that lady, but you can. Again, okay. I'm a doctor scientist.
No, I think double check everything you hear on this show.
Are you sure?
Double check it all. Yeah,
okay.
Get another source.
Worth a proofread.
That sounds shaky.
Okay.
Also, we were giving advice for a long time that you're supposed to speed up when there's wet streets because you want to stay on the road as little time as possible.
Yeah, that's not right.
I'm starting to think that's not correct.
I doubt it. I think that's incorrect.
That's incorrect.
Yes.
I haven't gotten that far yet, but I'm starting to think maybe.
And there was also a time when there's a guy on the show that said that don't use your windshield wipers.
Well,
you don't need them in the rain.
RIP that guy, right?
I feel like that's incorrect.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah.
I tried it once just to test him, and it's absurd.
No.
Yeah, not a good idea.
I couldn't do it for more than about 4 seconds.
Yeah. I will say this about the roads.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, today is going to be a different story because there's going to be sig alert after sig alert because no one can drive in the rain in Southern California. But yesterday, I drove from L.A. out to the 805, out to Westlake Village to get my taxes done. I didn't hit my brakes the whole way there.
Wow.
Or the whole way back.
Wait, what time did you go?
Because
that's not possible.
No, I left about noon, and then I came back around 2.
Yeah, it should be a little bit of traffic.
There should be traffic. And I posted this on my Instagram stories, and there were people saying, I drove from this part of Orange County to this part of Glendale, no traffic.
And they're used to doing that at the same time. There's always traffic.
There's always traffic. I feel like people are staying home.
This is
you think enough people are scared of coronavirus, they're not leaving their
house.
I don't know.
That's fantastic.
That's what I said.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Did it feel like your own personal I Am Legend?
I was seriously, it felt spooky.
Yeah.
I'm driving thinking, this should be taking me a lot longer. Mm-hmm. I'm freaking out. It's kind of weird. And then on the way home, I thought, well, I jinxed myself, obviously. Way home, it's going to be stop and go the whole way. No. Hmm. It was spooky.
It's funny because you should have been throwing a party, and yeah. You were a little worried because this can't be happening.
I was freaked.
Especially here in Southern California.
I'm really nervous.
About?
You changed.
No, it's just that they're canceling so many things, mm-hmm. and yeah. they might cancel the Clipper game where I shoot the hot dog gun.
Oh, no.
That's this weekend, and as you know, I forced myself into shooting the hot dog t-shirt gun with my wife. They clearly asked my wife,
sure,
not mm-hmm. me.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I said, oh, we'd love to do it, which right. it wasn't asked. Yeah. We
and you sent your
headshot so they could put yeah. it on the screen. And then yeah. also they asked her what number she wanted on her jersey uh-huh. and the name on the back.
Yeah.
And I said, she'll take this. And then I said, and I'll take number 00 with Carp on the back. So,
they canceled. What happened is they don't want you so badly. They canceled the game, and right. they're like, everybody will think it's something else. Won't know.
We're not doing Sunday. We are playing Monday, or Saturday. Either way,
the
point
only
is,
day that we're not going to play.
Yeah, it's a Saturday game. They're playing the against Zion and the Pelicans, and I'm very nervous that they're going to make it no audience, and then
that's
going to
suck with no crowd.
Yeah. And it'd be a bummer.
But the bigger deal out of this is clearly I don't get to shoot the hot dog t-shirt.
To you, sure.
We got it. Yeah.
To you,
I don't. I think the players feel the same way.
You think there's a lot of excitement in the locker room right now?
A lot of the Clippers talking about it.
If they know. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Here I forced myself into it. Sure.
Oh,
absolutely.
God.
Yeah.
Whew. Worst case scenario, right there.
Uh-huh. Right.
Let's move the game and just don't tell Jensen.
Right.
Keep it on the DL.
You know, a lot of people are focused on above 70 years old. People should also be focused on guys set up to shoot a hot dog t-shirt gun. Could all come crashing down.
Wow. World Health really Organization, that. Yeah. That's going to be their next thing yeah. that they put out.
Don't let a little guy shoot hot dogs at you.
Well, it's not technically hot dogs.
T-shirts and a hot dog shooting
hot dog
gun.
I don't mean to be, you know, yeah. specific.
Were there ever hot dogs being shot out of the hot dog gun?
Don't think that would probably be right with, you know, like food code and stuff.
But I feel like at a baseball game there were, and it hit the lady in the face, and then, like, bad things happened.
That's also a plot on The Simpsons.
Oh, okay.
I know that Jimmy okay. Kimmel did it at the Oscars.
He was shooting hot dogs.
Yeah, he was shooting hot dogs. Yeah,
that's right.
I think that's what you're thinking of.
Well, yeah,
I swear there's video of a woman, like, in center field getting nailed by a hot dog shot from a hot dog gun.
First of all, it's not a hot dog. Second of all,
I
assume if Jimmy's doing it at the Oscars, it's a thing.
Yeah,
you can
get yeah.
and you can okay. shoot hot dogs. Yeah. And if there's a hot dog gun that shoots hot dogs, there's someone doing it.
Yeah. yeah.
And it should be me.
Well, let's hope I have more info on Saturday. Let's hope it all happens and I'm able to come back as a professional with more knowledge. Because I'll let you know.
A professional with the hot dog gun?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like there's schooling involved. You have to at least take some sort of course.
A safety course.
I'll do whatever you need.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
I'm in the jailhouse now.
Life coaches are BS, right?
Yes.
That can't be a thing.
I don't get it. But I'd love for someone that is a life coach or uses one to explain it to me.
I'm going in with an open mind. But I think it's BS.
I'm not at all.
I'm willing to hear people out.
I mean, I'm willing to hear them out before we laugh at them. But my thing is, if you look at a lot of the people who claim to be doing it, you look at their lives, you go, yeah, I don't know that I want to pattern myself after somebody that lives that way.
Would you let me be your life coach?
No.
Because I was correct in the quote, fan struck by flying hot dog during baseball game. Thank you, Christine, for sending the video. I'm just saying.
I mean, I said it probably happened. I don't know what you want from me.
I think we all kind of turned with you.
It's real.
We thought it was a Simpsons plot.
Why are you arguing? My bad.
We have Jensen's guest list this morning.
Yes.
We have kid jokes.
We need them.
Yes.
We need them.
Yeah.
We had scheduled kids jokes yesterday to give mm-hmm. away tickets for a show that's no longer happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now we feel like we need them just for our spirits because everything seems to be so tough.
Mm-hmm. Kids are so good at jokes.
Yes.
Let's have some kid jokes to lift the spirits, not just of us, but everyone that was affected by foolishness being canceled.
And we do have Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen t-shirts that we're going to give away. They're going to be way too big for your kids, but they'll be good for you.
And no, well, they're going to be sleep shirts.
Okay.
Please stop saying sleep shirts when we're talking about kids. It's so creepy.
That's what you. It's going to be too big for them, and they're going to wear it as a sleep shirt. And so we're giving away sleep
shirts. No, it's for their parents.
It's for the parents, yeah. Allie, dream interpreter today?
Oh, I feel good about it.
That's coming up at the 6 o'clock hour. Are we going to take calls in that?
I think Destiny has a dream. And then we got an email from a listener that it's a loaded dream, apparently.
All right.
It involves you.
Oh.
Naked.
Oh.
All right.
Nobody wants that.
Enough said.
Muggs is running a marathon. Or a half marathon.
Look at her bruises from the hot dog to the face.
I know,
guys.
Isn't that great?
That'd be great.
What happened to you? Got hit in the face with a hot dog?
That is quite graphic.
I'm sorry. Before I interrupted, yes. It sounded like you said Muggs running a half marathon.
Yeah.
No.
Hmm.
With his legs?
I think he hasn't replaced them with anything else.
It's. Wow. I mean, that's debatable. Well,
if he's going to run it, you mean?
Or if he ever even
thought he'd. Everything Muggs says is suspect.
Right.
Okay.
So we're going to find out. We need to get to the bottom of it because he's getting free swag already.
Mm-hmm.
For something he's not going to do.
No.
He's not going to do it at all.
Correct.
And we have People Are Dumb today as well. We will take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. K-Rock. LA and OC's alternative rock. Carol QFM.
Time for our first look at what's happening. Here's Ali.
I mean, it's just a coronavirus edition, right? Mm-hmm.
Every day, yeah.
Every day, something new. So, yesterday, rumors swirling. Started with a man named Yashar. Usually, we talk about Yashar when he tweets about towels and how many towels you should have. Or what was the other? Washing pillows. That came from Yashar's Twitter as well.
Yeah, we need to stop reading his Twitter. I realize I'm doing everything wrong.
I mean, he's got some good stuff, is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. He tweeted yesterday that he had heard from sources within Stagecoach that they were not going to cancel it, just postpone it.
Canceled.
Did I say Stagecoach?
It's both.
Let's talk Coachella.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they were going to not cancel it, but move it, postpone it to 2 weekends in October. And he said, same artist confirmed, blah, blah, blah. Of course, it's one of those sources say. Mm-hmm. So until you hear it from Golden Voice, you just kind of wait it out. Well, The Hollywood Reporter and Billboard both reporting the same thing. They're saying they're working on a plan to try and move Coachella to the weekends of October 9th and October 16th in an attempt to save it from cancellation.
This is so much better than canceling.
No, it would be so much better. Also trying to work Stagecoach to possibly October 23rd. So it sounds like October would be very busy out there as well. But they were worried that they were going to have Riverside County officials pulling the event's permit to bring all of them to Indio because more cases of coronavirus were confirmed in Riverside County where the festival takes place. But it seems to me, I know you don't know this, but I do not promote huge multi-gazillion dollar shows.
Wait, who does? I thought that was you.
You thought I was the head of Golden Voice. Yeah. I am not. But it seems to me, if you can bank on Rage Against the Machine, Travis Scott, and Frank Ocean, and then get the majority of the rest...
Agreed.
You're good.
Agreed.
Yeah.
You are good. Move it on out. I do have to laugh at people not from the area that were saying things like, oh, my God, yeah, but now everyone's going to be totally covered up, not wearing their clothes because it's going to be so cold in October. The average temperature in Indio in October is 92 degrees.
Yeah, it's never cold there.
So I think you can all calm down, still order your mesh shirts from ASOS, and hopefully we will see you in the desert in October.
You can still totally culturally appropriate Native Americans.
Why not?
There's no problem in October. Yeah. You can do it in any month. Yeah.
Organizers, according to Billboard, hope to know within the next 48 hours if the move is possible. If not, I assume it will be canceled.
I mean, it's a guess, but pretty good one when you look around everywhere else.
Yeah.
I hope not.
Yeah, everywhere
else. They got to do what they
got to
do.
We're talking colleges that are now saying, okay, no more classes. We're doing everything online. Mm-hmm. Number of California universities and colleges announced that yesterday, including UC Berkeley, UC San Diego, San Jose State, San Francisco State, Santa Clara University, suspending all or most in-person classes immediately.
You don't think Coachella will move ahead without the crowd? Do you? Because that's been happening sometimes, too.
Half if you don't mind a hologram.
Holograms?
I mean, hologram people in the crowd?
Can you imagine that huge area with no fans? People.
Can I ask you, as a Coachella ticket holder, clearly this isn't going to happen, but for some reason they go, we're still doing it. Do you feel comfortable going? What are you thinking?
He didn't even get it out. Didn't even get the full question out.
In a second.
You don't think there's going to be any outbreak?
Yeah, I think there is an outbreak. It's all over the place, and it's... You just have to be smart. And
Kevin
wants to go down rocking. No, if you get it, most people are fine.
Mm-hmm.
You move on. The reason it's spreading so much is people don't even know they have it because they have no symptoms. Let's not ignore that point. They have no symptoms.
Again, to our point, why would you go to Coachella?
Because I'm saying if that's the case, then it's going to be everywhere.
Oh, no. Ask me if I would go to Cruel World.
Would you still go to Cruel World?
100%.
Yep. You are both
100%.
We were all raised with less anxiety. Congratulations, you guys. That's very true.
I think that's very true.
I live in a nightmare. Congrats.
Oh, I'd go in a second.
Yeah. If Cruel World was still happening, which it is, mm-hmm. and I hope continues to be.
I'm sorry, what's the date?
That's May. That's in May.
Okay,
May 2nd.
Got a couple weeks.
Yeah, we're good.
All right, good.
Yeah. So Jensen will be in a bunker.
Yeah,
by
he's in a bunker every weekend anyway.
I'm looking to do this radio show in a bubble. Like, I at this point, I have now hit a true fear level.
Okay.
I can't imagine hundreds of millions of dollars for these Coachella shows mm-hmm. or colleges or what's happening. This is something very large. It's not a panic button because other countries are shutting down completely. Italy shutting down is not panic based.
I mean, you don't know that, first of all.
But we normally go, the American media, blah, 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 blah. Like, they have nothing to do with that.
Right, but panic is not just an American thing.
I agree, Although we've definitely perfected it.
I don't know the situation in Italy, so I can't really speak to that, but I feel like it's going to be everywhere, and most of us are going to be fine.
Except the olds.
Well,
the olds aren't going to Coachella, so...
When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the huge St. Patrick's Day parades that have been canceled.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking huge ones. Huge ones.
Yeah.
Mostly that's just a place where you get hep C.
That's a place where, honestly, it made me laugh so hard. One of the... I'll save it.
Yeah.
But I laughed so hard yesterday at the response to Boston Mayor Marty Walsh saying, we're not doing St. Patrick's Day here in Boston. One of the most Boston responses you will ever get, and it made me laugh. Some birthdays for you. You know who's not getting coronavirus?
Hmm.
Chuck Norris.
No way.
Oh my God.
Coronavirus gets Chuck Norris.
Thank you. Carrie Underwood, Rick Rubin, John Hamm, Olivia Wilde. Woo! Birthday. Wow. Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening.
People Are Dumb is next.
This is Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
You know what I've noticed in general?
Hmm.
People are dumb.
People are dumb.
There's a woman in England who used dog poo, a loud parrot, and music in a campaign of harassment against her neighbors.
Mm.
A woman started a war against her neighbors. It started as a parking dispute in 2004. That's a long battle.
Such a long run.
They were arguing over who could park where on the street in front of their houses. That was pretty much the only thing.
You said 2004.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then in 2017, it heated up and they really got going. This woman went crazy.
Oh, no.
Over the last 3 years, the arguments have gotten so heated that the woman, Catherine Searle, started to figure out ways to annoy them, first by throwing dog poo into her neighbor's garden, sometimes while they were gardening.
Oh, wow. No!
That's a move.
I'm sorry, did I tell you that she's 81?
Oh!
She's old enough to know better.
You don't want to pick on an 81. What else does she have to do with her time?
Yeah, she's got a lot of time.
She's plotting. The woman was caught 38 times as she smeared grease over the hoods of the neighbor's van and car.
That's not grease.
She said in response to one, oh, no, no, I fell, and it was an accident. And they were like, we have you on video 38 times, man.
Right.
38.
Every day she's going and doing something else. She also placed sharp tacks underneath the wheels of his van.
Oh.
Wow.
She would get her parrot to start singing, and then she would put on loud music so that the parrot would then sing louder, and she would open her windows to the neighbors.
You've got to hope she dies soon.
Right?
I mean, what's the alternative? They're not putting an 81-year-old in jail.
I don't know. I heard that woman just say that she's happy to be in jail, so maybe that's where she wants to go.
You're right.
But imagine, you know the song she used for her parrot?
Hmm. Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation.
Okay, that's that.
Oh. No one's going to have problems with this. They're going to be thrilled.
Right?
Yeah. Everyone's
happy.
Sticking around.
You know what she really used? Opera music.
This is it.
And her parrot as well. You can barely hear the parrot, but it's
there.
And
it's
she
there.
Would turn up the opera so the parrot would get loud.
Wow, that parrot's good.
Man.
Honestly.
Don't you move at that point?
Yes. I love Nessun Dorma, so I'd probably listen to it.
I lose, you win, I'm out.
Says the woman who complains about every bird noise outside her place.
Yeah, but they're not singing opera.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want a parrot singing
if
opera.
If I had a parrot that sang Nessun Dorma, yeah. That'd be great.
That sounds like a challenge for neighbor kid.
Hey, everybody, if you're listening, you have a parrot that can sing Nessun Dorma.
Trampoline boy, get a parrot.
A Louisiana driver with an expired license plate told police, "I'm really sorry, I've been so busy, I forgot." The license plate tag expired in 1997.
I mean,
that's
goals. Busy.
That's good. That's how I feel all the time.
Can you imagine having the guts to tell a cop that?
That's
oh,
impressive.
Man, so sorry, man. It's just been swamped.
Busy.
97.
An Oklahoma family said they were sleeping when a very polite man, Donald Webb, snuck into their living room in the middle of the night. The father of the three heard the footsteps downstairs while his three kids and wife were upstairs, so he went down to check it out. When he flipped on the lights, he saw Donald in the room, standing there just frozen, like he'd been caught. So he's basically staring at him, and the guy says, "Listen, I'm not here to hurt you. And I'm not stealing anything. Mm-hmm. Shake my hand so you know I'm telling the truth."
What?
And the guy was like, "Rather not shake your hand right now if that's cool."
Sure.
And then he said, "Listen, the reason I'm here is because I was involved in a high-speed chase and the police were chasing me. So I'm hiding in your house."
What the heck?
Investigators said they were never involved with a high-speed chase with this guy.
Whoa. That's great.
Then Webb tried to shake the man's head again and assured him again that he's not there to cause any problems. Police also said that he made sure to... He then left and tried to run away and closed the window that was open near the door that he came in. He's very polite.
He's a nice dude. He is
trying
polite.
To shake hands, closing windows.
Yeah.
He's helping them.
Is this a scam?
He didn't get very far. Oklahoma police brought a canine unit and found Webb crouched down in a ditch covered in scratches and sweat.
Oh, dear.
He was taken into Oklahoma County Jail on first-degree burglary complaint. His bond is set at $100,000.
Right. That's the right thing to do.
This is maybe my favorite story of all time. State police investigate theft that happened at a school in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania State Police were called to Union School District on Baker Street for reports of a stolen...
All right. What is stolen that they would need to call the police for?
It's on Baker Street. It's a saxophone.
I'm trying not to laugh, but I don't hate it.
Thank you.
I will say it's a school. Let's say computers. Let's give a real
computer,
honest
right?
answer. Yeah.
Allie?
Saxophone.
What was stolen? All right.
Juice box.
Right.
Oh,
a juice
what?
Box.
Like
a stolen juice box.
Like a
right.
Capri Sun or something?
Yes.
Or IC?
Yeah.
I mean, you could name other ones. It's
well, because Capri Sun's more of a pouch.
Sure.
All right.
An Ecto Cooler.
Aren't you angry if you're a cop, though, at that point?
Yes.
You're like, come on, man. Let's play sports.
They found a juvenile stole the juice box from the school cafeteria, and it's worth 80 cents. No word yet on if it was returned.
I don't think its return is important.
No.
I'm not interested.
Do you even want it back?
No.
The kid stole it. You said juice
my
box?
My tax money should not go towards the juice box caper.
Correct, yes. And you know how minor league baseball teams have to do all kinds of weird promotions?
Oh, sure. Get
so
anyone there.
They really have to step it up and do crazy stuff because no one pays attention to them otherwise. The Yankees minor league team cancels its promotion night after a huge backlash.
Mm-hmm.
The Yankees minor league team, the Charleston River Dogs, it's their single A team, released their 2020 promotional calendar on Monday. The schedule included a, quote, O.J. Simpson trial night.
Oh, my gosh.
On May 26th, which was set to offer a juicy new spin on the murder trial that happened 25 years ago.
What is wrong with them?
Can you guys imagine that happened 25 years ago?
I don't like it.
That's a long time. The trial of the century gets a juicy new spin, they said.
Mm-hmm.
We'll finally receive the verdict that everybody's been waiting for. Fans will act as our jury.
Oh,
voting,
my God.
Voting with custom paddles to reach verdicts during various topics through the night.
This is so...
This went through numerous people to okay
How
this.
How many people in a conference room all went... That's it.
This is the one.
This is our answer.
Wow. I think they thought because of the like Ryan Murphy show and stuff, like, oh, it's ripe for the picking.
Oh, my gosh.
Then they said the eyes of the nation will be on us. Fans will receive an OJ trial shirt upon arrival at the stadium. And then they went on to say, if the shirt don't fit, you must.
Oh, no.
This is what they said in their paperwork.
Yeah.
If the shirt don't fit, you must see if we have a different size.
Okay, now I'm back.
They got
back
us now.
Now we're all in, right?
I just bought tickets online.
And those people are dumb.
Dumb.
This is Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen, LA and OC's alternative rock. K-Rock.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You know, you're sitting around in a room and everybody's sort of chatting and not really paying attention. And then one person says something and the room just goes quiet.
Yeah, record scratch.
Hold up. What? Yeah. Wait. What did you just say? That happens with bugs, I think, more than anyone.
Yeah, probably. Usually.
So yesterday we were talking about this in the meeting and talking about nothing in the meeting. And then Muggs said what?
Guys, I was supposed to run a half marathon in April and I haven't done any of the training that's been recommended. I just found out just now, I haven't even registered. But the caveat of all this is Nike, as awesome as they are, sending me all this free stuff.
What?
How is that possible?
I have no idea.
Wait, you haven't even signed up and they're sending you stuff?
I think, okay, so this is, let me give you a little backstory.
I said, hold up, wait a minute.
So a coworker in the building says, hey, Muggs, I'm signing people up for the half marathon in April. It's a Nike half marathon. Would you love to do it? I was like,
No. Right here. Right here's the problem.
Yeah.
Right there's the problem where you go, yes.
Also, this person heard marathon and thought Muggs, which is crazy to me.
That's true, too.
I was like, you know what? The only thing I've done is a 5K. You know, this might be interesting. I'd like to attempt a half marathon.
Listen, I'll give Muggs credit for this. He's super positive. And if I was like, hey, Muggs, you know, I'm going to be I'm gonna be cutting tonight. You want to join me? He's like, yeah, it sounds fun.
Just anything.
He's very positive. Yeah. What?
How far is a half marathon, Muggs?
It's 13.1 miles,
Allie. And how long is a 5K?
It is 3.5 miles.
So a little different. A
little bit.
Okay.
So,
when in April?
April 5th.
Not even the end of April.
Okay.
Which
very soon. Which, by the way, just found out. I have to attend a memorial on that day.
Okay. Your own when you die at the marathon?
That's a good point, yeah.
Schedule
it in the evening.
There's a little bit of a scheduling conflict, but I had no idea the date until literally 5 minutes ago.
Okay.
So that we got that going for. But Nike sent me these sweet shoes, this amazing tracksuit, like this new age lightweight tracksuit.
You're going to wear the tracksuit to the funeral?
And they sent me a humongous box. I haven't even opened it yet.
How can you not open it? They're sending you free stuff.
There's too much stuff to open.
It could be a training dog.
It could be the thing to help you.
So this is great. So the coworker who signed me up for this when I agreed said, so, Muggs, have you done any of the training sessions there? Are you going to the one on Thursday? I'm like, not yet. Not so much yet.
Not yet.
But
I think I can settle this right now. Okay. Is the person that signed you up hot?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Mugs.
But don't you
mugs.
But don't you want to at least not die? Look, like, wouldn't you think, okay, it's 2-3 weeks away. I better do, start doing something.
Come April 5th, and I find myself on the starting line.
Oh, no.
With no training.
Why, hold on. Why does that have to happen? You have 3 weeks between now and then where you could actually do some training.
I could, but realistically,
it's gonna
come
be
on.
Raining, Kevin.
Yeah, it's going to be raining.
Today. Coronavirus.
Coronavirus. You know, sure. We have a long day here. I usually take naps in the afternoon and then just go to bed after.
I eat a lot of Del Taco.
Yeah.
I mean, these are all reasons that you should have said no. But yeah. Okay.
But
so if you get there and you're on the starting line.
And I'm on the starting line, and I say, look, I have no training for a half marathon, mm-hmm. yet I'm about to embark on this. Uh-huh. I'm just going to go slow and steady, baby.
You can walk it for sure. And never say baby again at the end. That would be the first
Please
thing.
Please say it every sentence.
Nope.
I'm just going to go slow and steady, baby.
Are we concerned about his health? Are we concerned about his health
no.
as a group?
No.
Okay.
No.
You don't think he just passes out halfway
yes,
through?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, of course he passes out. He passes out not even half. You're giving him 7 miles, 6 miles? No way.
When he's in another room and we, like a little while away, he has to go through a hallway and say, we hear him stomping.
Yeah. Yeah, like
and then when he gets here, he's like,
yeah. I had to come in and fix something this morning. Yeah. I was literally wheezing on Jensen.
Okay. That's about 30 feet.
But look. It's a half marathon. It's not even a whole marathon.
No,
how hard can it be?
It's 13 right? miles.
It can be unbearably hard.
Very difficult.
Not if you're taking your sweet ass time, baby.
Yeah.
Marathon Mugs is the worst.
I hate it.
I love Marathon Mugs.
I hate Marathon Mugs.
I want to marry Marathon Mugs.
Whoa.
Okay, so
nice.
Are you okay? So my question.
Yes.
You are committed to this.
Not really.
Stop. Just tell us about how excited you are again.
Look, I got a sweet bib, which I probably use in that box I haven't even opened. My first marathon bib I've ever owned.
Mm-hmm.
These Nikes. You should see these Nikes. I'll send a picture out later today.
You could wear them and run in them.
I might put them up on the wall next to my Point Break van.
Yeah, I can't with him.
You guys, if anything, I get a lot of free stuff out of this.
Sure.
Now, I don't know what happens if I don't go to the marathon.
I don't think they're going to repossess it.
Well, no, but do you think I'm put on
we need our shoes back. Get down on the floor.
What if I'm put on Nike's blacklist? Guy just took all our stuff. He wasn't serious.
Well, then just sign up for another marathon and ask Adidas. Very easy.
That seems very easy.
It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
LA and OC's alternative rock, K-Rock.
I thought Ali was kidding the first time she said that she could interpret dreams.
Yeah.
And I laughed at her.
Mm-hmm.
And now who's laughing?
Not you, because I interpreted the hell out of your dream, Kevin.
Yeah.
So much so that even after, a month later, you're like, by the way, you really made that dream.
It bothered him.
It
truly scared me.
Yeah.
It did. So it's time for Allie, Dream Interpreter.
Like a pickle? Why can't my boobs get bigger?
Allie Dream Interpreter!
Wow! Don't pull out!
Allie Dream Interpreter!
Smell it.
Allie Dream Interpreter! Come on now, Allie!
Suck it.
What?
No.
Hey. Seems what? Aggressive.
Nothing to do with the dreams.
How did you learn that you were good at this?
We talked about doing it for a segment.
This isn't something that's been with you since high school or anything.
So this is like beer mug saying, I'll run a marathon.
Yeah.
But you nailed it.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. I've always been quite the intuitive source of wealth and knowledge for my friends. They ask me for advice because if someone is not in a relationship, they tend to give the best advice I've found. Very sad.
I don't think you're helping your cause here.
No.
Well, those who can't teach.
That's what they say.
Mm-hmm. All right. Power 106 board up.
Yes. Yeah.
Destiny.
Yes.
Had a dream.
She also was a very stuffy nose, so please excuse that.
Yeah. I'm a little deaf.
Go ahead, Destiny.
Go ahead.
All right. So I had a dream that I was driving here to work, and I was in my car, and I was all the way in the carpool lane, driving down the street, normal, regular, and I crash because I go blind.
Oh,
so I can't see anything. I crash. It's horrible. I know. I can feel it's horrible. I'm in pain. Somebody comes over, stops their car to help me. And they're like, are you okay? You were driving perfectly straight. You were fine. Nothing was in your way. Nobody, like, you know, another car didn't hit you or anything. Are you fine? What happened? And I'm like, I just went blind. I can't see.
Sure,
so I'm in the car. Still can't see anything.
I would like to point out that Destiny started this with, so I'm in the carpool lane like normal. I just want to say I heard that, and it's what I'm now focusing on. You are a lawbreaker.
How dare
you? Time, okay.
How dare you be just like the man that you stand next to, Kevin? Ridiculous. Okay, here's what it means. You went blind. Not in real life. You went blind because you feel like you're being kept in the dark about something. You feel like somebody's not giving you the whole story. So you went blind, and because you don't know the whole story, chaos erupted from it. If you had the whole story, you'd be able to deal with it, figure out what you need to do. But since you don't know the whole story,
wow.
Yeah.
So what should she do?
She should try and find out the whole story. You are being kept in the dark.
All right.
Yeah.
Good to know.
I mean, her fiance is about to leave for a different country. I mean, this seems like a pretty scary warning you're giving.
We don't know that it's him.
Wow. I mean, Jensen.
Could be any number of things.
I mean, Wow.
I'm just trying
to help. You're not helping at all.
No, I'm trying to help.
We don't even know that has anything to do with it.
Listen, I'm not here to be part of Dream Interpreter to just hit the surface. I'm here to go deeper.
Destiny, is there maybe something that you feel like you're not getting the whole story of?
I could see that, yeah.
Okay.
No, but you can't because you're blind.
Well, now I am, yeah.
Allie Dream Interpreter.
All right.
Should we check in with Dino?
Sure. Dino is calling us from Torrance. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We are good, thank you. You had a dream.
I did.
Okay.
Hey, it started out in a retail store that's got those two doors that exit out to the street.
Like
the
French doors.
Yeah, similar to French door. They're glass. They're fully glass.
Okay.
You exit out to the street. The store's on the corner. I walk out to the store, and there's this big crane with their tillers out, and there's a sailboat on this big truck, huge sailboat. Mm-hmm. And I go, and one of my coworkers.
This is Mad Lib so far.
One of my coworkers turns the corner, and he's managing this crane. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I go back, walk towards the store. The window's broken. Mm-hmm. I kick the window to just clear the window out now.
Right.
Now I cut my ankle.
Yeah.
I'm bleeding profusely. I have a T-shirt. I wrap it around my ankle. Mm-hmm. My coworker says, what are you doing wrapping that around your ankle? Let me see. I'm bleeding.
Yeah.
And I had a buddy with me. Said, hey, go get the car. And he just nonchalantly walks away to get the car. Mm-hmm. And then I wake up.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah, we are out of time, Dino.
No.
It was too long of a description.
Well, we have to
find
out.
Did I tell you about the...
No,
you told us enough. Oh, no, you told us enough.
We're good, Dino.
We got enough.
Here's the thing.
We didn't need to know, like, the sailboat's name, but
you said you saw...
See somebody else.
All right.
You
okay.
saw a crane lifting the boat, right?
Yes.
It's a real crane. It's not a bird crane.
No, I'm sorry. It's a real crane.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. It isn't a real crane.
It's a bird crane.
That crane is you.
What?
And you're lifting this boat. It is so heavy. And you feel like it's too much. It's too much. I can't lift this boat. Because you just want to fly like a crane. You don't want these things holding you down. All the things holding you down, whether that's a job, whether it's a relationship, whether it's family, they're holding you down. So what do? You walk back into the store and you kick that window. That window represents your life as you know it. You want to change and you feel like you're the only one that can do it. You kick the window. That coworker wasn't trying to help you. That coworker represents everything you hate.
He's trying to hurt you.
People that were trying, let me try and treat it. You're not trying to treat it. You're trying to hurt me more, but you're playing the martyr. You've got to get rid of these people in your life and let go of the things you're holding on to. Be free, like the crane.
Wow.
And fly.
And how about a half marathon? Will that solve it?
No. Yes, Dino, run a half marathon.
Get your free Nikes.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling.
Got it.
All right, bye now.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Allie Dream Interpreter.
This is Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
LA and OC's alternative rock. KROQ.
Right now it's time for Jensen's guest list.
Can you guess the guest list?
Aha, guest list, y'all.
I think you can.
Aha, except Kevin, y'all.
Come on and count it down. What is the top 10? If you guess the guest list, you'll be hollering amen.
Amen. Come on and guess the guest list. It's time for the guest list. Ha, come on and guess the guest list. It's time for the guest list.
Guest list.
Did we need Jensen mouthing the words, looking aggressive, staring into our souls?
The dance was the most offensive part.
Yes. It's a true bop.
Yeah.
If there's one thing you know about me, it's that...
Gosh, I love movies.
And what I'm going to do this week is go to ranker.com and find you a list of 16,000 votes.
Okay. Wow, that's pretty big.
That is a segment.
Large pool of voters to figure out something.
Okay.
Right, and then I'm going to ask you to name the movies in this top 10, and the person who gets the most in the top 10 wins. Maybe a sleep shirt.
So the answers are movies.
Yes.
Okay.
And the category is the most memorable catchphrases from action movies.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the most memorable catchphrases from action movies. Last week, Muggs ran the board a bit, and I'm nervous that this week, again, because he's a big action movie guy, I'm nervous that he could do it one more time.
So wait, you're going to give us the quotes and we have to guess the movies?
Nah, dog.
That's what you just said.
Nah, dog.
We give the quotes.
Yeah, okay. You tell me the quotes and then top 10.
Gotcha.
We will start with Kevin Ryder.
I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love me.
That love is her.
Her.
Love, yeah. Right.
It is.
Close enough.
That is not only not the quote.
Okay, not the quote.
It is also not on the list. It did not make the top 100.
But
let
also,
alone the
stay
top
home 10. And watch Notting Hill.
Great.
It's a great movie.
It's a great movie. Allie?
I don't know if this is considered an action movie.
Well, we got to go for it.
Leave the gun, take the cannoli.
Leave the gun, take the cannoli. Not on the list.
From my favorite movie, The Godfather.
Right. Not on the list. I think it could have made it based on the other movies in the list. But it did not make the list. Muggs, I'm nervous of how excited you are about this category.
I'm not going to say Utah Get Me Too. As much as I want to say it.
Okay.
But we're going to...
You can't say what you're not going to say.
Sure I can.
It's bogus.
Okay. So this is probably one of the most memorable ones.
Okay.
From Air Force One, get off my plane.
Well, that's not a bad one.
Oh, come on!
I like that one.
Get Off My Plane is number 16.
Oh,
so very good.
Just outside.
In the top 20. Okay, we go back to Kevin Ryder.
Whatever that cheerleading movie was, where the last line, and I swear to God, was second place, hell yeah!
Is Bring It On is the movie you're
Yes!
Doing? Let me check the list. I'll check it again. Check it a third time. Check. No, that is not on the list. Bring It On did not make it.
I laughed out loud in the theater when I heard that. Second place, hell yeah!
That is not in the list. Right. Allie and McKay, your pick for top catchphrases from action movies.
I'll be back.
I'll be back.
Oh, that reminds me of one.
Number two.
All right.
Congratulations. Allie
Thank
is on the
you.
Board.
Thank you.
That is from Terminator. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger. All right, let's move on to Muggs.
I mean, that brings me to Hasta la vista, baby.
Hasta la vista, baby, from Terminator 2. Number six.
All right.
Put Muggs on the board. Two Arnolds, two Terminators. Back to Kevin Ryder.
All right, I'm going to stick with Arnold.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was End of Days when he said, maybe it's not Christine York. Maybe it's not Christin York. Maybe it's Christine York.
Again.
What's going
That's
on?
That's a quote.
What is going on?
Again.
Arnold.
Not on the list. Christine York, Christin York, not on the list.
Hate this game.
Allie McKay.
Okay, then let's stick with Arnold.
Mm-hmm.
And he said something like, to the chopper, give me your hat, your boots, your motorcycle.
Wow, you just did two movies in one.
Two in
one.
Oh,
I did?
That was a recap of all of his movies.
Are either of those on there?
neither are in the top 10. But
get to the chopper, give me your boots, it's not a tumor.
he said all of those in
That's
one movie.
That's the best
stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Not on the list. Okay, Muggs, moving on.
Gotta go. I am an FBI agent!
This is... Not on the list. No, not on the list. FBI agent did not make it. Not in the top 35. Kevin Ryder will do. Let's do another one.
All right. Sylvester Stallone.
Okay.
One of the Die Hard movies.
All right. Well, that's already a problem, but sure.
He says, when you're pushed, killing is easy as breathing.
But does he...
So was Die Hard?
Was that the unreleased Die Hard movie?
He's not in Die Hard.
Not a guy in Die Hard.
Okay, it wasn't Die Hard. Okay. It was another movie.
Okay.
Oh, it was his action. Rambo. It was Rambo. Yeah. Is that on the list?
Very similar. Still not on the list. Very similar movies. Different people completely. Allie, your turn.
They'll never take our freedom!
Good
delivery.
The Braveheart movie. Yeah.
Is not on the list.
Come on!
Did not make it. We only have two total. Let's go to Muggs.
Okay, really from the Die Hard movie.
Yes.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother effer.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Number one.
Oh, okay. Muggs that's
finally
good.
Getting on the board. We're going to do one last round.
I feel like Muggs is only getting things because we say it right beforehand. Hey.
That was the Steve Jobs of the guest list.
Process he's the one of the elimination.
Yeah, he's the one of the turtleneck. Okay. All right, last round. Kevin Ryder.
All right, I'm going to go back to Arnold.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Freeze.
Everyone, chill.
That is not on the list.
What?
But just for the record, I was going to do a fake one for you later and be like number four, and then I was going to play.
All right, everyone, chill.
It is not only
what
on my
What are the
own.
Chances I chose the one joke
I
you
know,
had?
My only list. The only
funny.
One. All right, Allie, last round. Can you tie it up and put it on Muggs?
I honestly don't know if this is a action film or not.
Okay.
So I've got two.
Well, that's not going to work. Gotta pick one.
You can't handle the truth.
That is definitely not an action movie.
Which is why I'm going with This is Sparta!
Neither on the list. So luckily you get two
good guesses.
Two chances. Very good guesses. Two chances, but no.
Okay.
Last one, Muggs. You already took the win, but let's try to take it for sure.
All right. I'm going to go back to one of Allie's.
Oh, no. See? He's just ripping off other people.
Really is.
These are catchphrases from action movies.
Yes.
Get to the chopper!
Kind of already said.
Oh, but she said like three and one.
Yeah, I'd like to guess.
Okay. Get to the chopper!
No, that is not on the list. Okay. Let's go through the list. Muggs, congratulations, another win.
Love it.
We're going to play clips of them as well. Let's start with number 10 from Predator.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Oh! Again, another Arnold quote.
Are all these Arnold?
These
are terrible.
Not all of them.
If it bleeds, it leads.
That's actually a news thing.
If it bleeds, we can kill it. Number 9 is from the great movie They Live, said by Roddy Piper.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
How do we not get this? I'm all out of bubblegum. Dang it!
That one. Okay, number 8. I can't believe you guys didn't get number 8.
Say what again,
Sam Jackson Pulp from Fiction. Pulp Fiction.
That's barely even a couple of words.
That works.
It's not a catchphrase.
People love say what again. Number 7 is one of my favorites of all time from the 80s.
That's a knife.
Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah.
That's not a knife.
That's an action movie?
That is definitely an action movie.
Yes.
Number 6, you guys got. That's
Hasta La Vista. Hasta La Vista, baby.
Great. Okay. Number 5 is very funny because the quote that people voted is actually not in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
This is the real quote.
You could ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
So that's the actual quote.
Clint Eastwood. People
think the quote is, do you feel lucky, punk, which is not actually in the movie.
Is that Clint Eastwood?
That is Clint Eastwood.
Yeah,
Dirty Harry. Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Number 4, you'll also recognize as Clint Eastwood.
Go ahead.
Make my day.
That's right.
What is wrong with us?
Sudden Impact. Okay, number 3, I cannot believe that Muggs didn't get.
Say hello to my little friend.
Of course.
Tony Montana.
Scarface, say hello to my little friend. Number 2.
I'll be back.
I got that.
You got that one. And number 1 you guys got as well.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother...
I'd like to guess. I'll be back.
Our game's already over. But I do think...
All right, everyone. Chill.
Arnold Schwarzenegger saying chill is Dr. Freeze is probably the greatest quote of all time.
So the movie where he says you can't handle the truth, you're saying that is not an action movie?
It's actually a court drama.
Right.
Okay.
Pretty much the exact opposite.
Yeah, very action-y and drama.
Did you order the code red?
That's also not on the list, Muggs.
Okay.
And that was Guest List.
Guest List!
Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. LA and OC's alternative rock. KROQ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You hear a lot of people these days with all of the coronavirus going around. Mm-hmm. And you hear the word quarantine a lot. A lot. And I started thinking about this. 14 days.
Yeah.
What, did I say something wrong?
No, I thought we were going to tease
we
for...
We were, I'm sorry. Yeah. We were, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Go ahead. Should definitely tease to get people to call in right now, 1-800-520-1067. With your kids on the phone, it's... Yeah, is it a little selfish of us? Yes. We want your kids to cheer us up.
Mm-hmm.
Life is pretty hard right now. Foolishness was canceled.
Yes.
We were going to do this yesterday for tickets. Then we're like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, no, not so much.
We want your kids to make us happy. They're going to tell us jokes. Anyone between the ages of like 4 and 8, whatever, tell a joke. And you're going to get a
sleep
Kevin
shirt.
In the morning
a sleep shirt.
Not a sleep shirt. That's creepy and weird. Mm. Yeah.
No one says sleep shirt, especially with that joy.
Yeah. And when you're talking about kids, stop talking about kids.
Everyone
and what
knows
that
if a shirt is a little too big, you wear it as a sleep shirt. And kids love that.
Instead, it's going to be for you, the parents. So call right now with your kid on the line to tell a joke. 1-800-520-1067.
So 14 days.
Yeah.
Is a long ass time.
Yeah.
And places like Italy are extending full countrywide quarantines. Like these people are now going to be in their house for a certain amount of days. Don't go to work. Don't do anything. Stay indoors. It's like a zombie attack. And this is, I mean, it's a pretty serious measure.
How good at this do you think people are going to be? Are they going to sneak out? I can't imagine people all stay in their houses for 14 days. That's not a thing I can imagine.
I think some would be better than others. I think two people in this room would have no problem with it.
I would be terrible.
Kevin would be awful.
Yeah, I need
You'd
to get
be
out.
Awful.
I need to get out.
Yeah.
Allie and I live in a cabin fever. We love the idea of staying indoors. This is a dream, actually. I mean, coronavirus is obviously terrible and it's going to hurt a lot of olds. But my main thing is like, this is what I've been waiting for.
Yeah, I think everybody says that until they're 4 days in and then it's like, all right.
Well, those people aren't pros.
I got to go do something.
We've been training for this our whole lives.
This is honestly, this is my half marathon. I'm so thrilled that there's a chance that we all can honestly have a reset.
Yeah.
All right. What if you get in your car?
Mm-hmm.
Keep your windows closed.
Yeah.
Go to like McDonald's. Keep the window up like 9/10 of the way.
And they just slam the sandwich through?
No, but shout your order.
Right.
And then you just roll it down and take it and drive back home.
Well, that means-
and they could chuck it into like the back window for you.
Whatever they need.
You know what they're doing now? Postmates has a thing on their delivery service that says, leave outside the door. You can Postmate McDonald's to you. And they just leave it there. You open your door, you grab it, you take it out.
Can you Postmate Shake Shack?
I'm sure. I love that neither of you figuring that the people have to work there. Like the person has to walk out for Postmates. McDonald's people have to go to work. I mean, these are things.
Listen, they're the true heroes. Let's respect them.
Right.
I'm just saying, if I'm in a 14-day quarantine, I don't think I can do it. I mean, you watch TV a lot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big part of it.
That's what I would do. I would catch up on shows that I want to catch up on. Sure. There's a new season of All or Nothing on the Philadelphia Eagles, which is great.
I'm sure.
Okay. Like behind the scenes.
You're behind on Curb.
Yes, Curb Your Enthusiasm. Okay. Yeah. Hunters, I haven't finished on Amazon Prime.
This all sounds great. Look at what you're saying right now sounds
right.
Perfect.
For three or four days.
Okay.
And then at the end of 3 or 4 days, like, okay, I need to get out and do something.
Have you guys don't have that?
Have you
ever thought about learning a language?
Great. Good one.
Right?
Very good one.
Learn a language. Here's the first thought I had, though, when I thought, okay, 14 days, can't go anywhere. I would definitely get something that I've always wanted to get, but I never have enough time off to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm on a vacation, the last thing I want to do is get this done. One of those, like, either laser resurfacing of the face or an acid peel where, like, your face sloughs off and you're just bright red for, like, a week.
So your idea is you got that right before the quarantine.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, how are you going to do that?
Good idea.
Yeah.
Very good idea.
And then I'm at home. I could take all the precautions. You can't go in the sun or anything.
Doesn't say what you're going to do during those 14 days.
I would think, God, at the end of these 14 days, my skin will be miraculous. I'm also learning a new language.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also... practicing the guitar. I've got two guitars at home.
Wait, hold on.
I can do YouTube tutorials.
Wait, what?
Yeah. I have a Telecaster and I have an acoustic guitar. It's going to be me online learning the guitar. I'm going to be amazing when this 14 days are done.
Okay, it's only 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean,
to me it sounds like forever, but I don't think you can master a guitar in that amount of time.
Why not learn how to knit?
I mean, you're doing is just learning things.
It's self-help. It's soothing. It's beautiful.
You know what else you could do?
An online course and be a lawyer? Yes.
What about just go to college? Yeah, I mean, this is you just learning things.
I would play poker online.
Okay.
I'd do
right,
that.
There you go.
Wonderful. Yeah, I would do
that's
that.
That's another couple days for you.
Work on my Star Wars fan fiction.
All right. Now we...
You're not
now
doing any of
getting
that.
Getting weirder. I wrote down some as well.
Okay. Okay.
I'd like to reorganize my closet.
Wow.
That sounds very fun.
Okay.
And would take maybe a full day.
All right.
I'd like to finish some puzzles.
Oh, my God.
I'd like to
You're doing this on purpose.
I'm not. 100%. These are all real. I would love to sit down. Uh-huh. And complete some puzzles.
Okay.
Okay, another one. I need to Drano all my sinks. They're going a little slow right now. And in those 14 days, I would love to use some Roto-Rooter
or
whatever.
You didn't say these were going to be jokes.
These are not jokes.
These are jokes.
I feel like you shouldn't use Drano. Maybe snake your sink. Like, buy something from Amazon.
And then snake your sinks. Go through the music on my iPhone. I'd love to just go through and figure out
the things. You can listen to music for a long time.
I also wrote down make some bitchin' mixtapes for my friends.
Even better.
Yeah.
I have paint the inside of my house at times.
Okay.
That's very good.
At times? What are you talking about?
That was not the whole house. Just however many days
like
I think
a room,
I can do it.
Yeah.
Play board games in silence.
These are not supposed to be jokes.
These are not jokes. I would love to be silent.
Do you really think Mother hasn't thought about all these? Of course.
I didn't even write these this week. These are from months ago. These are just things I want to do.
Jokes from months ago.
No.
It's just a to-do list.
How about play with my pets? Just play with my pets for a full day. My dog and cat.
Well,
you can't do that for a full day. This is a joke.
I mean, don't challenge me. I could clearly play with my pets for a full day.
Is that code?
No, I'm saying I really could.
I would watch a lot of sports.
I would watch a lot of sports.
You'd have to watch old ones, really, because everyone's in quarantine. So
they're going to be playing. It's just going to be no crowd.
Not with a real quarantine.
I could watch the game that I was supposed to have gone to and cry.
In a real quarantine, LeBron James isn't allowed to leave the house.
Right. I have cry written down,
too.
Okay.
Oh, you do? Okay, good.
Very different, though.
No different than the normal that you usually have per week.
No, it's the same.
Okay, good. I mean, honestly, work out. I have a treadmill at the house.
Oh, gross. Okay, no.
And do sit-ups?
No.
I'm just telling you. I can see movies. Yeah. Do you want to hear some of the movies I want to see?
Yes, please.
All on DVD. I can watch Outbreak, Infection, 2019's Virus, The Last Days, 28 Days Later, 28 Weeks Later, World War Z, I Am Legend, Last Man on Earth with Vincent Price. All the Resident Evil movies.
We get what you're doing.
It's in theme.
It's Corona time. Hey, it's Corona time right now.
I did forget to mention, in between each thing that I threw out that I would do, there's masturbation. Right? I mean, that's a given. In between each item. No.
Now you want to sell for kids again?
Now we have to sell for kids again.
Right.
Play something so that we can start doing something different.
It's gotten real creepy.
Get something going.
I didn't realize that I was going right into selling for kids again. We're not selling for kids. I mean, we're... Listen, that's not what we're doing. We're asking for kids to tell us jokes. That's all.
Right.
Children
who are listening to the show still.
Say 4 to 8
years
old.
Want to talk about sleep shirts again, Jensen?
I mean, I'm done for a second. Wait until we come back.
520-1067. Forget what I just said.
Right.
But we're going to take your jokes. Then we have Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen t-shirt.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. To give you. So that's coming up
next. All right, that sounds good.
All right.
Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. Carol QFM.
K-Rock. So yesterday we were going to give away tickets to a show that we had. It was supposed to be a pretty funny show.
Canceled.
It got canceled. Mm-hmm. Not by us, but it got canceled. So.
Yeah, seems like quite a trend these days.
That happened. So, it's a weird world, and we decided yesterday we were going to do kid jokes, because those are always the best.
Always good. And it's going to bring our spirits back up.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And we have Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen t-shirts.
Yeah.
Okay.
New ones, yes.
Now, we understand that these are...
Are for the adults.
No, well, they're adult sizes.
We don't have kid sizes.
The shirts are adult sizes.
Right, so we're going to give them to the parents.
No, the people who are winning are the children, so we understand that what we're giving away is a sleep shirt, which is a shirt that is just a little too big, so we wear it to sleep. And so I had Omar set up a theme song, and this is that.
If you want a sleep shirt, you think I'm sexy,
no.
Sleep shirt. Who needs a sleep shirt?
It's just a t-shirt.
Come on, tell a kid, Joe.
For a sleep shirt.
That is that is a horrible theme song for a child.
It's a T-shirt for the parent.
Yeah, that's not
what it is. We'll the parent the can do whatever they want.
We'll
with
let
it,
the children decide. Legally, they're the winners.
All right. Let's go to Lexi. Are we talking to Lexi or the mom?
Hi.
That is Lexi.
Hi, Lexi. Do you have a joke for us?
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear it.
What do you call a pig that knows karate?
What do you call a pig who knows karate? I don't know. What?
A pork chop.
A pork chop! Oh, Lexi, that wonderful.
Well, that's a win.
Just before we started doing this feature, Allie said, you guys, I should talk to the kids. And we were like, okay. That seems fair.
Was it the sleep shirt thing?
A lot of that, yeah.
All right.
All right, let's go to Alex, 8 years old. Good morning, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, Alex, let's hear your joke.
Okay, what time do ducks wake up at? Okay.
What time do ducks wake up at? I don't know.
The quack of dawn.
Yeah! I love it.
We're good. Two in a row.
Man.
T-shirt, well done.
These are great.
Sleep shirt, yeah.
Let's go to Brooklyn. Hello, Brooklyn.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hey, Brooklyn, how old are you?
8.
8? Wonderful. Let's hear your joke.
What does Alaskan cows make?
What do Alaskan cows make? No idea.
Ice cream.
Yeah!
Alaska. It's cold in Alaska.
It's cold there. It would be milk, but it's too cold there. Sorry.
Brooklyn, Allie didn't get your joke.
Sorry, Brooklyn. Confused. We have someone who doesn't get 8-year-old jokes.
Sorry about that.
That's, not a worry.
That's on us, not you.
Yeah, we got a sleeve shirt.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right, good.
All right.
Let's say good morning to Emma. Hello, Emma.
Emma?
Oh,
no.
Emma, are you there?
Hold on, Emma.
Hold
the joke.
I'm sorry, Emma. We didn't get you right away, so let's restart.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Let's hear your joke.
What do clouds wear under their pants?
What do clouds wear under their pants? Oh. I don't know, Emma. What?
Thunderwear.
Yeah!
That's a great delivery right there.
Excellent.
She killed it.
That's a great delivery.
Perfect timing.
Thank you, Emma. All right, let's go to Logan, 7-year-old Logan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Logan. Give us your joke.
How do you wake up Lady Gaga?
How do you wake up Lady Gaga? I don't know.
Poker face. Lady Gaga!
Followed it up with an impression of you saying Very Lady Gaga.
Oh, Logan, that was excellent.
Very
Thank
good.
You.
Wow.
I forget about April Fool's Day.
Right?
I don't even remember.
This is
forget about the coronavirus.
Yeah,
such
completely.
Joy.
All right, let's go to Flynn. Good morning, Flynn. 6 years old. Hi.
Here he is.
Okay,
Sarah, the mom.
See your joke. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Stopwatch.
Stopwatch who?
Stop what you're doing and Happy New Year.
I mean, it's timely. Yay! Thank you, Flynn.
I'm going to allow it. I know we're in March, but it's still allowed.
What just happened?
Here's the thing about kids. Honestly, it's like they just don't have worries.
It's the best. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Wonderful.
They don't know about coronavirus. They don't know about April Foolishness. Absolutely.
All right, let's go to Emma, 7 years old. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning.
Hi. Hi, Emma. Do you have a joke for us?
Yes.
Where did the spaghetti go to dance? The meatball.
Yay! Happy New Year.
I hate to say this, but so much better than if we asked adults to call it a job.
100%.
So much
100%.
Better. Okay. Are we time for one more?
Yeah.
One more.
Let's make it 8-year-old Zoe. Good morning, Zoe.
Good morning.
Hey, Zoe, let's hear your joke.
How does Lady Gaga like her vegetables?
Another Lady Gaga joke.
How does Lady Gaga like her vegetables? I don't know how.
Yeah!
You get a sleep shirt.
And by sleep shirt, he means T-shirt.
Everyone's getting a sleep shirt.
And these thank you for the
awesome.
Call.
All of them.
Zoe, we appreciate that.
Yeah, we got a sleep shirt. Who needs a sleep shirt? Come on, delicate job.
For a sleep shirt.
This is Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
Oh my God, it's raining!
Morning, everybody.
Mm-hmm. It's raining.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. Ali's very excited about the rain.
I love the rain. It's one of my favorite LAs is when it's raining. Mm. I like it dark. I like it stormy. I like when the rain gives life to plants. And
That went a lot deeper than I thought.
It's just, I'm all about cleansing.
I thought you just liked the nap.
And growth. Mm-hmm. And I love the nap.
Okay.
Bottom line, I love the nap. It's a very cuddly time.
Sunny and 72 every day for me.
No,
every day
you.
Of the year.
No.
I love it.
No. Supposed to rain all week, you guys.
Yeah.
All week. But this is Los Angeles, and weather people sometimes get it really wrong. So I expect 94 by tomorrow. We just don't know. So Rumor Central, you guys. A lot of rumors online, and I think it was sparked by this tweet by a journalist named Yashar Ali, who, I mean, we look to for tweets about how many towels should you have. Caused a great debate here on the morning show.
He's mm-hmm. almost torn the show apart.
Yeah, we found out that Kevin didn't even know what a washcloth was.
Yeah.
After that. And then he also tweeted about washing your pillows, which I brought up on the show. It has ruined lives. People have thrown out pillows.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Stinky-ass white man.
So he caused quite a stir yesterday when he tweeted, "Scoop, a source familiar with the arrangements tells me that the Coachella Festival will be postponed due to coronavirus concerns and moved to the weekends of October 9th and 16th.
How did we get Panera?
As of now, the same lineup is confirmed to perform.
Okay.
So people saw that, started running with it. Then Billboard wrote an article on it. The Hollywood Reporter redid their article.
There were a lot of places that were announcing that was the official announcement. No. It's not. It's
until
just this guy's
you
Twitter.
Hear it from Golden Voice, nothing is confirmed.
Right.
But according to this article, officials with promoter Golden Voice are working on that plan to move the Coachella weekends, leave it away in April, and move it to October 9th and October 16th in an attempt to save it from cancellation.
I would love that.
I feel like if they get the big names, the Frank Oceans, the Rage Against the Machine, Travis Scott, you get the big names and you get the next maybe 2-3 lines, you're good.
That is a lot of work.
It's a ton of work. I'm not saying it's not a lot of work, but
these guys have other tours and stuff.
Like, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, but I don't think their tours are as important as this. Like, this is a spotlight on this festival,
that they're already getting paid for.
Yeah, but that's not what they want.
Yeah, this is a huge deal for bands to play Coachella, for sure.
We'll see if they can reroute. That's the hope.
Yeah, that is the hope, because they were concerned that the permit would be pulled by Riverside County officials, because there, as of yesterday, it's probably more by now, I don't know, 3 more cases of coronavirus confirmed.
It's Corona time. Hey, it's Corona time right now.
Confirmed in Riverside County, where the festival takes place. So, I mean, who knows?
Can I suggest someone if they have a dropout?
Yes.
Okay.
John Bon Jovi.
Okay.
Would he be good?
Can we turn off his mic?
No, please keep it on.
Can.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
I gave out sleep shirts.
You didn't give out sleep shirts. Gave out our t-shirts to the parents of the kids who told jokes.
It's like he's telling me don't turn my mic back on.
It's like he's telling you that. By the way, can we just do a whole show?
No.
Of kid jokes?
I think it'd be great.
That was pretty great.
Okay. Other cancellations. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh announced yesterday that the city of Boston has canceled its annual St. Patrick's Day parade because of coronavirus, which is a real bummer because millions of people turn out for that parade. And somebody wrote after the whole wording of it was, he said, "We're trying to do this. What's needed to keep the residents of Boston safe and healthy." So a guy wrote, "When has the St. Patrick's Day parade ever been about keeping Boston safe and healthy?" But then my favorite comment was, "More like Boston soft, am I right?" Because the whole thing was Boston strong. Oh, it just made me laugh.
Aren't they canceling it in Ireland?
In Dublin. They have canceled the St. Patrick's Day parades all over Ireland, but the biggest one in Dublin was a huge deal. But don't worry, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said his city's parade is set to go on, but we're going to watch that day to day, hour by hour. Mayor Bill, you might want to just pull the plug on that one.
Yeah, that is a week from today.
I mean, you might want to forget it.
April 4th weekend is WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. That's one where people come from all over the world to come. I can't imagine that goes on.
So it's like 3 weeks. I mean,
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. It's everything is being, it's
a
out of
world.
An abundance of caution. I get that. We don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But do
but
we
the
ever,
ones that we want personally.
Yeah. Yes.
Leave them alone.
Leave Coachella. Leave Cruel World.
That's the point.
And for you Stagecoach gals and guys, leave that one. Just right. for us. Or if you can, move it to October. I do appreciate, though, people that are like, oh my God, it's going to be so cold in October. That'll be awesome. Average high is 92 in Indio in October. Lows, yeah, it could dip down like 70 or 68.
Oh,
so,
no, I didn't know it was like
so,
that.
So, yeah,
no,
it will
tragic.
Be quite chilly out there. Calm your teas, you guys.
Don't care, love
clap
it.
Clap if you'd like to see
it. Rather than cancel.
We're all clapping.
Yeah.
As opposed to canceling,
yeah.
100%.
According to Billboard, we should know within 48 hours.
Just asking for Saturday's mm-hmm. Clipper game to continue so that I can force myself onto the court to shoot
yeah.
shirts from a hot dog t-shirt. Most
seems
likely
sort
sleep,
of,
most likely sleep shirts because sizing's XL.
Sort of self-centered.
Well,
a little bit narcissistic.
I'm kind of low on the list of things like a Coachella. Or a cruel world, cruel world. It's a hard
it
name
hard
to say.
Yeah.
Maybe change the name well. Before we rebook that one as well. I love it. All right, guys. Coming up a little bit later, I'm going to tell you about a new Hollywood it couple who may or may not be dating. That's a whole other story. Just a ton of birthdays for you. Great names like John Hamm, mm-hmm. Olivia Wilde, Timbaland, Rick Rubin, Carrie Underwood, and somebody... I mean, someone that's going to save us from coronavirus, right?
Oh, great.
Chuck Norris.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And that's what's happening.
Thanks, Ellie. Life coaches are BS, right?
It's not real.
Next.
Kevin in the Morning with Ellie and Jensen on K-Rock.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Here you guys see a therapist? Do you?
I mean, are you asking facetiously to me?
No.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. You have.
I've been the same therapist for like 20-something years.
Me too. Yeah. Allie?
No.
Oh, you've got all your problems
must be
solved.
Nice. Really must be nice.
No,
wow.
I just...
Well, you're smarter than
No,
everyone.
Not at all. Yeah. I respect and want everyone to see a therapist.
Except for you.
I haven't felt a need to.
No I needed to. And it's been super helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get into the life coach part of it. And you go, are life coaches... solid.
Well, they're definitely a different thing. I mean, you're
yeah.
saying you get into the
correct.
Life coaching. I mean, therapists like mine or yours or psychologists, psychiatrists, the whole nine, they go to school and go through basically medical training mm-hmm. in order to be what, you know, and to even prescribe drugs in the case. And,
mm-hmm.
and that's not the case with life coaching.
No, there's no regulating body. You
there
take
are credentials,
some classes
right.
and you can become
yeah.
a life coach, but it, two very different
uh-huh.
things for
right.
sure.
So life coaches are bogus, though. That's the point.
Oh,
I mean,
I can get a certificate in like 2 days online.
It's the same as
I
saying
mean, that just
like,
seems like
is
you're
that
not,
true?
Yes.
What
oh.
you're saying is it's as much as being a priest as it is being able to like marry two people. Like
sure,
a,
yeah,
okay,
yeah, completely
I,
different. It's
mm-hmm.
just bogus.
Okay.
To me, it seems bogus.
I'm willing to hear out people
mm-hmm.
if
you know
they
what I mean?
Are one or use one.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because
okay.
I'm having an open mind going in, but I feel like a life coach is like the guy on YouTube who's like, "Do you want to own a car like this?"
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that there's a true technique other than having a really supportive person in your life, which, by the way,
which is not
awesome.
Bad.
Yeah,
sure.
Which is awesome.
I also think. But we'd love to hear from you, first of all, 1-800-520-1067. If you are a life coach, you want to be a life coach.
You can text the same phone number.
Mm-hmm. Or if you use a life coach,
yes.
why the heck not? But I think for a lot of people, they need somebody there that can identify blind spots for them. Mm-hmm. Obviously, give them the encouragement they need, but also point out things that maybe they are missing, that you can hear that from a life coach as opposed to hearing it from a loved one or a spouse or a partner, because it feels like they're almost attacking. But when you hear it from someone that you're paying to be your life coach, right, somehow you can hear it differently.
I just, when you say life coach, to me, it sounds so much lamer than a therapist. Like, it just sounds...
Well, it's not a therapist. They are very different. Right.
Yeah. But I'm saying it seems like it's just somebody that goes, yeah, I think you should do this. That's what it seems like to me.
I hope to think they do more than
honestly,
that.
Honestly, that's what it seems like to me.
I want
to
find out what they do. I don't know.
And also, like, if you're a therapist, you could call in and tell us what your thoughts are on a life coach as well. Because we have a show therapist we like to call her, mm-hmm, Rachel, who, mm-hmm, is on Twitter, and she writes to us all the time. And
she's crazy, by the way. So what do we do with that?
Right. Well, she wrote, oh boy, I have a lot of thoughts on life coaches. They're basically therapists without licenses, so they have no regulating body that holds them to a standard of care, problematic.
Well, that's sort of my thinking, too, is right, that it just seems like they're fake. Hey, I've got some advice for you. Anyone can give advice.
I mean, we have. We have been life coaches on the show.
Yes. I don't know if we've been good ones.
I don't know.
Yeah, but people sort of know when they call a radio station and they talk to us, mm-hmm, Mm-hmm. They sort of know what they're going to get.
You would think,
Which is tongue-in-cheek. You're not really going to... Well, you probably get great advice, but you probably won't take it.
There's heart underneath it, though.
Yes.
There is heart underneath it. I'm just very curious as to what made you want to use a life coach, or what made you want to become a life coach, and how is it going for you?
Yeah.
Is there a governing body? Are there many governing bodies?
No.
Can you be a life coach without being...
I think you just...
Going through a program?
I think you could just one day go, I'm a life coach.
Right.
That's
my
but
fear.
But there might be a difference,
correct,
between a certified,
yes,
life coach...
Yes.
Versus a, hey, my name's Bob, I'm in a van, I'm a life coach, which I will not be sucked into that van again.
Why,
Bob?
What, again?
Again.
Yeah. What?
Two times, shame on you.
Yes.
Three times, shame on him.
Thank you.
Unlike being a therapist, you can't just walk outside and go, I'm a therapist, right? You, mm-hmm, have to prove,
right,
all your credentials.
Right.
Like Allie said, you can say, I'm credentialed, I went to these classes, I know a lot about meditation. Those things probably help you in becoming a life coach, but you can also just say it, man.
That's the problem to me, is it seems like it's an unregulated world, mm-hmm, where it's just anyone can say they're a life coach.
Yeah.
So what?
Like that guy we reported on in Florida who is just a dentist,
right,
without any schooling. He just helps people with their plaque from home. That's not right.
All right, 1-800.
It's cheaper.
1-800-520-1067. You can call or text. Let's go to Audrey in Fontana.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Audrey.
Good morning.
Hello.
You a life coach or are a life coach or have one?
No, I have friends who are life coaches.
Friends.
Okay.
Yes.
And have they been certified?
Are they full of BS?
No, they're not. I feel ultimately it's very important to get that outside perspective. A lot of us who do have a family, families or friends who are extremely supportive tend to sugarcoat things for,
mm-hmm,
us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really important to have that perspective from the outside in of what things you may be doing to self-sabotage.
That's true.
And sometimes things you don't want to admit to yourself.
Yeah, they'll point out blind spots to you.
That is true. She's turning me a little.
But what if they're pointing out blind spots that really aren't your blind spots?
Then they're just a bad life coach.
Yeah, then cut the last coach.
There you go.
Let him go.
She's saying a good life coach is able to point out the blind spots the family isn't able to do. And I'm with her. Although I do think that picking friends who are able to do that for you is a very important strategy, but it's hard to do. So maybe you would need
to go. How smart is Audrey?
Yeah, they have a biased opinion. They ultimately care for you when they want to kind of tell you things, sugarcoat stuff.
Yeah.
That sometimes you just need to be blunt about and like say, hey,
don't be stupid.
Yeah. Don't be dumb. Right.
Don't be dumb.
Audrey has friends that are life coaches.
Mm. Audrey, you're a life coach.
Seem to be surrounding a lot of your life with life coaches, Audrey. I see you and I respect it. I respect it.
It's important to surround yourself that way. You don't have to pay for it.
Amen.
That way you don't have to pay
for
it.
Amen, Audrey.
Thank you for the call.
On the other side, I mean, listen, Audrey did a very good job convincing us. But on the other side, we just got a text from the 949. I have a friend who claims to be a life coach. She's an online psychic. Just letting you know.
That's what I think is happening.
We're back to 50-50.
All right.
1-800-520-1067. You can call or text and we'll take your calls next.
This is Kevin in the Morning.
Kevin in the Morning.
The world famous K-Rock.
K-Rock.
Let's take one call. The topic is life coaches. Mm-hmm. BS or worth it or problematic at best? Let's start with Katie in Los Angeles. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
I love you guys.
Thank you.
Just want to say that. So I'm a psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm.
And on one hand, I kind of feel like life coaches are a little hokey. But on the other hand, some people need what I call a professional friend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think life coaches really are. They're just like professional friends. They guide you, tell you what to do. I have a lot of patients coming into my office for legitimate reasons and things I can help them with, but I can't give them advice. I can't tell them what to do. And a lot of them want me to because they're there in my office and sometimes they really have no one else to talk to. And so if they can afford to pay somebody to tell them what to do, then maybe why not?
Purchase your homie.
Purchase your homie.
I kind of get it. I mean, it's someone who will level with you because you can't find friends who are being honest, which is more of a bummer, too.
Guys, I just created an app called Purchase Your Homie.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's live now. It's in the beta phase.
I want in on that.
Okay.
Thank you, Katie, for the call. We'll definitely put you in on that. 1-800-520-1067. You can call or text. I mean, life coaches, are they bogus? The real?
I've been torn both ways already. Like we had one person call in and tell us how they're helpful and they're almost like a professional friend that can sort of explain to you things without sugarcoating, like your family or friends do.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone else called and said, "Listen, they don't even have a governing body. You could just walk outside one day and be like, I'm a life coach. Done." And then
that's what scares me.
And then they're leading your life.
Yes, that's what scares me. All right, let's go to Don in Pasadena. Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We are good. Thank you. You're a life coach.
Well, I have to call in because I have a business as a career coach and a separate business where I marry people. So once I heard what you were talking about.
This is everything all in one.
You're an ordained minister, I'm assuming.
I am an ordained minister. I actually went to an interfaith seminary. My seminary was started by a rabbi, a priest, and a swami, for real.
Okay. Right. In a bar?
In a bar, yeah. Don, exactly. I got ordained as a minister for $1 from the Universal Life Church online. $1. And Bean and I used to do weddings. We used to officiate weddings. Then we were like, people need to take it more serious than this.
Yeah, there's clearly no governing body in that.
Because we're bogus.
Yeah.
Do you feel that way too, Donner? Oh, you do. Okay.
I do. I work with people. If they want to have a friend or a family member officiate, we can kind of walk through that process. I understand why people want that, but it's definitely a different thing.
Okay, so explain to me why I should believe in life coaching.
Okay, so I actually agree with your other callers. I don't like the term life coach. I think it is hokey because anybody can do it. It's true. There's no ordaining. There's no official body. So I call myself a career coach, non-traditional career coach.
So it's a different term.
A slightly different term. But I agree with that. I think it's on the client to really do their due diligence and find out what this, you know, what this person has as their background. What I don't agree with from what Katie shared, I agree with a lot of what she shared, that it's a little hokey and that it's very different from therapy. So more than, I would say the majority of my clients do both coaching and therapy.
Okay.
It is a different, but I'm not a professional friend. It's also not my place to fix anything or solve anything for the client. I just share tools. I listen to where they're at. We come up with a game plan together, and I share resources and tools.
How much do you charge?
Ooh, good question.
Thank you.
So it depends, but my hourly rate is $195.
I'm sorry, did you say the phone cut out? I thought you said $195.
I did.
This is a perfect time to announce that I'm Jensen Karpin opening a life career coach school.
$195 per hour.
Yes.
I'm screaming.
Wow. I'm in the business, everyone.
I've already ordered
business cards. I'm in.
Dawn's walking around rich.
And right?
And you know what?
How walking around. They're carrying her. She's got servants.
When you give advice for future careers, how is not every piece of advice become a life coach?
Yeah.
It's the perfect, perfect space.
$195 an hour. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Eric in Boise, Idaho, streaming this morning. Good morning, Eric.
Hello.
Hello, Eric.
Nope.
He hung up to go get a career coach background.
Yeah, he was like, he heard that and was like,
he and his wife are life coaches.
Well, oh, wow. Interesting.
I mean, come on now.
I have questions for him, but he's gone.
Okay, nothing on the phones are working now. No. We need a life coach that knows how to work phones.
Interesting. Mm. Wow. The phones are dead.
There we go.
Wait. We see people.
All right, I'm not.
Wait.
Amy, are you there?
Hi, yes.
Okay,
how
good.
Are you guys?
Hi, Amy.
Good.
We're Foothill good, Ranch, you. Okay.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes,
hear you good.
So
So mine's a little different. We work with horses and people. So I'm certified as an equine facilitated coach to work with people, as I said, people and horses. And people come to us really kind of with all sorts of things. So we're not therapists. We haven't been trained as therapists, so we don't hold ourselves out as therapists.
Well, what kind of training did you do? What kind of training did you do?
Did I lose you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, no. I mean, you lost me a couple times with the horses, but I mean, like, as far as reception, I don't know yet. Can you hear me?
What kind of training did you get?
So the training that I went through was it was a tier.
I mean, to be honest, it's kind of the perfect time to drop out.
Because really
you can
is.
Be like, no, I've done a ton of things. I was,
you know whose phone didn't drop out? The lady that charges $200 an hour.
she's a crazy
amount.
She's got a great phone.
She somehow had a great phone,
Unbelievable. Let's go to Nicholas in West Hills. Good morning, Nicholas.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
We are good. Thank you.
Listen, I think we just, this is the whole thing. It's just BS. We should drop the terminology coach, life coach. Mm-hmm. Coaching is for sports. Unless the guy is going to be holding a clipboard next to me when I'm going for a job interview with a baseball hat and telling me what to say on the next answer. Come on. Coaching, that's for sports.
Right.
Okay. How about life mentor?
No, not a mentor, no. And listen, Jensen and I, we're both life coaches already. You have a kid. I got two kids. I got a 15-year-old daughter that knows she wants to be a doctor already.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Am I not coaching her already?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you sound like
I don't know. You got a hat and a clipboard?
You sound like a great coach.
I have a clipboard. I have a windbreaker.
A windbreaker.
Nicholas, do you have a whistle?
I have a whistle.
Yeah, you're a coach. Right.
He's got a whistle.
You're a coach.
There's our coach. Coach Nicholas, everybody.
Coach of the year. Come on.
Yeah.
With Ali and Jensen, K-Rock.
Ali is here.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Listen, we've been talking coronavirus all morning. What it's doing for schools, what it's potentially doing for big musical festivals.
Turkey.
What it's doing just for jobs. People staying at home. Yesterday, I drove from L.A. out to Westlake Village. Didn't hit my brakes once.
Mm-hmm.
And usually,
that's a dream.
Could be stop and go the whole way.
Hey, everybody, stay home.
I feel like people are doing it. I really do.
Sweet.
But scientists in the UK are looking for 24 incredibly brave volunteers. There is a company that owns a laboratory, and they would like some people to be injected with two different strains of the coronavirus in order to effectively find a vaccine.
It's corona time. Hey, it's corona time right now.
Hear me out.
Okay.
We kept in isolation for 2 weeks, no exercise or physical contact with any other person. Before any testing can begin, you're going to have to be approved by the UK's Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency. Whatever.
Right.
But they're going to pay you the equivalent here of $4,500.
All right.
I'm not going to lie.
We don't hate it.
Read
the studies.
That's... not only would I be potentially saving lives.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I could be like a big old, like, oh, I'm
hero.
Not a hero. Yeah. No big deal. Or I could be a martyr. Maybe I die from it. She died to save us. Either way.
Do you think we would phrase it like that?
No. No, absolutely not.
That idiot.
But is there any world in which either of you would be interested in doing that?
Can I go first?
Sure.
No.
No. What? No, I am shocked.
There is no world where I will infect myself with the coronavirus for money.
I think most of us, it wouldn't be that bad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think I'm in too.
Get him going. Let's sign him
maybe.
Up.
Okay.
How do we sign Kevin up?
I think we have to be in the UK.
Can I negotiate on the dollar amount?
Well, if we could negotiate that higher, yeah,
that's
absolutely.
What I'm saying. Maybe a little.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. $4,500, like, are you taking taxes out of that?
Good question.
Or is it just a straight $4,500 fee? And when I'm in isolation, I get to choose all the stuff, right? Like we had talked before, if you're in isolation, what would you want? I would want to get a chemical peel beforehand. So mm-hmm. I have 14 days. All of a sudden, I come out and I'm like, yeah, drop some weight and check out this skin. Phenomenal.
I heard we get Panera.
Do I get Panera?
It's another great question.
Mm-hmm. A lot of great questions. Do I get my favorite TV shows?
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, you want to watch The Outsider. You got a lot of shows to catch up on.
I've recorded them all and I've watched none.
Don't bring your DVR,
right?
Yeah. You're going to love The Outsider. You're going to love it.
Can't wait.
You're going to love it. So creepy, so wonderful. The finale was just on Sunday.
Too much TV?
Even my Sunday, when I look at my DVR during the week and I look at my Sunday, I've got The Outsider,
Curb Your Enthusiasm, Kidding, Good Girls, Real Housewives of Atlanta.
That's all on Sunday?
Yeah. It's all on Sunday.
I don't know that I watch anything live anymore.
Oh, I don't watch any of those.
First 40 minutes. Okay.
I don't watch any of those. I watch them throughout the week when I can catch up on it. And then the next day, I'm like, oh, God, Maine Cabin Masters. I got to watch that.
What?
Nothing.
She's going to lose her house.
One of my favorite shows on DIY. They fix up cabins. Hey, guys. Charles,
it's Corona time.
You're wishing
you
for
might
corona.
Be watching too much TV.
Oh, 100%. Okay. Yeah, I like TV.
Got it.
Charles Barkley has revealed that he plans to sell his NBA MVP trophy and 1992 Olympic basketball team memorabilia.
Why?
A great cause. Mm-hmm. He wants to build affordable housing in his hometown of Leeds, Alabama. It's all an act of charity. He told this on a radio station and said, listen, we've got some eyesores around my hometown. Things overgrown in that area. If I could build 10 to 20 affordable homes, I want to do it. There is one item from his time with the 1992 Dream Team that he wants to keep.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the Olympic gold medal. But all else, everything else kind of up for bids there, you guys.
All right.
He's a good guy and this is a good shrimp.
That seems cool.
Sounds very cool.
Very nice move.
Also, guys, listen up.
Okay.
Not you guys. And listen, I don't know. Maybe it is for you guys. I don't know.
Slightly confused if we're listening.
Listen. Listen, but this story might not be specifically for you.
All right, I'm half in and half out.
But there is a new matchmaking website which aims to combat penis size pressure by helping those with smaller phalluses find love. The name? Dinky One. Dinky One was created to help guys who are smaller than average. What is that? Well, those with a member smaller than 5.5 inches, that's the global average for an erect member, are defined as dinky ones. They're eligible to join. Boasting that 100% of the men on the site are less than average. The site claims it currently has 27,000 members with a ratio of 71% male to 27% female, 2% transgender. The site, not currently available as a mobile app, but it's soon to be. Dinky One, you guys. Listen.
Why are you asking me? Why would you ask me? Maybe it's you. Maybe you need it.
Listen, I am not judging.
Okay.
If you have a Dinky One, good for you. You need love, too. And trust me, sometimes Dinky Ones are better at other things. You know what I'm saying?
There were a few things that turned me on, dudes.
Just saying.
You're saying.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Let's go back to coronavirus just for one more
okay,
story.
Okay, going back.
Some Instagram users have been criticized for creating a variety of coronavirus-themed AR filters.
I am nothing without my following.
Some of those filters, just a face mask that the users can use. Others show glowing green coronavirus molecules floating around your face.
Sure.
The one that's getting the most attention, though, is the box above. Like, we have the box that says, which radio personality are you? And you click it. Oh, I'm Nicole Alvarez. Oh, I'm Jeremiah Redd. Hey, look at me. I'm Megan Holiday. Mm-hmm. Cool, right? Mm-hmm. Well, this one has a box that tells you if you're going to die or not. toggling between, no, I'm safe for now. And then the other one is, yes, goodbye. So people think these are pretty inappropriate because, people are dying. And
stop
maybe
reporting me, bro.
Maybe you don't so much want those.
The end is near.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's all over.
Just a thought. Maybe you don't need to be downloading that, and you don't need to be posting that.
So don't post that.
I mean, if you want to. I'm not the boss of you.
Well, I mean, you post it. Tell us not to, and then everyone will follow.
Me?
We know what you say.
No.
Come on.
Really?
Say it. Yes.
Okay. Venmo me
$100.
What? Oh, dang it. She's going the other way.
What?
She's going the other way.
That is crazy. Guys, let's talk about some birthdays, shall we? Some great producers. You've got Rick Rubin.
All right.
You've got Timbaland.
Great.
Great movie makers and actors, Olivia Wilde, John Hamm, Chuck Norris. I mean, he's just a great human.
Yes.
And then a great singer, which, remember when the guy that used to be on the show,
what was his name?
Bon.
No.
Bane?
Frijole.
Oh, Frijole.
When Bean was on the show and he said that Carrie Underwood was the most successful American Idol winner, and I said, no, it's definitely Kelly Clarkson. And he was so upset that I knew one thing about music that he didn't. and it brought me great joy. But it's Carrie Underwood's birthday, so happy birthday to her, and rest in peace.
Wow, that's Dean. A strangely late gloat.
Yeah.
It was. Remember 4 years ago?
Rest in peace, Bane.
What's happening? I'm in the jail hospital. Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks, Ellie. A 5 p.m. commercial-free hour with Stryker and Klein is happening thanks to a random act of helpfulness. Me, SoCal helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning, get up on this with Jensen. We have animal stories, and Beer Mug is going to go do some interviews outside of Costco.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
With people panic buying, and we've got that for you tomorrow as well. We'll see you then.
It's Kevin in the Morning on K-Rock.
Kevin in the Morning.
Kevin.
The world-famous K-Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.